Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show where we take the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. At first, this show was going to be about these way too early preseason college football polls that I've seen, and some of them were pretty good for Nebraska fans. They got us ranked. We're in 25th in one poll, we're 17th in another. But then I noticed some things. I'm up early on Saturday mornings in the fall, but I'm dealing with six wonderful children, so I don't really get to see much of college game day until about the past hour. Then I make sure I tune in, see the guests, the picks, the headgear, all that glorious stuff. So I don't very often see the beginning, the intro, the "We're coming to your city" song, and they list a lot of schools in that song. They list just about every school you can think of that's a major school, but they don't mention Nebraska. And something else was pointed out to me, and this was pointed out by Michael Sevier. At the end of the draft show, the NFL draft, this past weekend, Nebraska's 56-year consecutive streak of having a player drafted, as everyone knows, was ended. All right, I talked about that on Monday's show. If you missed it, go back and check it out. But they made no mention of it on the show. And so it's like, well, people are putting us in these polls being ranked, yet they don't even include us in certain things. So I couldn't help but wonder, how is Nebraska football currently viewed? Now, I mentioned this in the show on Monday, but I'll mention it real briefly. I mean, we had 40-plus seasons of 9 wins or more every year. We went to a bowl game for a record amount of seasons, over 40 years, all right? We have first-round draft picks, championships, things that could go on forever and ever if I was to list them all out. It's not what this show is about. Yet, currently, people don't view us with that respect, shall we say. To me, omission, being ignored, is almost the biggest kind of disrespect, intended or not, that there is. I'd rather somebody come up to me, get in my face, flip me off, and punch me in the mouth. That I can respect. But just omission, being ignored, being left out, you know, it makes you wonder. So here's how I think people outside of Nebraska view Nebraska. Now, the Big Ten Conference probably still views us as that new kid in school. We've been in the Big Ten for a while now, okay? But with the arrival of Scott Frost, and a different kind of offense than they've ever seen. And frankly, it's a 3-4, but it's different than what a Wisconsin runs. So I guarantee the Big Ten Conference kind of looks at us as that new kid in school. Ooh, who are they? What are they like? You know, what are they going to do? What are they made of? A lot of times people want to test that new kid in school. Nationally, I would almost compare us, which is ironic because Scott Frost came back almost around 21 years later after he won Nebraska to a national championship in 1997. I would almost think that people nationally view Nebraska as that person you haven't seen for 20 years at a 20-year class reunion. You know what they used to be. People know what we used to be. And you've heard rumors about what we are now and what we've been for 20 years, but you haven't seen that person for about 2 decades. How much have they changed? How much are they similar to what they used to be? Who are they now? I guarantee people are wondering, who's Nebraska football now? Are they going to return to what they once were? Are they going to compete for championships again? Are they going to go 8-16 over the next 2 years? Are they going to be mediocre, average, above average? I think people are interested in what's happening here, especially with the return of Scott Frost. But I honestly don't think they really care. Otherwise, we wouldn't be excluded in certain areas, but I know they're interested because they're ranking us in some of these polls when we went 8-16 the past 2 years. To me, I think they're interested, but if we went down, they wouldn't really care. If we go 6-6, 8-4, they're not really going to care. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to earn it. Nebraska people don't have a problem earning it, do we? I'm pretty sure we don't. We're going to have to earn it. We're going to have to show them what Nebraska football is about once again, the Nebraska way, the Nebraska style, in your face, blue collar, smash mouth, hardworking, going to stomp a mud hole in your chest and walk that thing dry. We're going to have to earn it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pretty sure Scott Frost, his staff, and the current players there have absolutely no problem doing that. Let me know your thoughts. Hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter. You can catch all my shows at omaha.com/character, also my Facebook and Twitter page. Let me know your thoughts. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.